Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The next hire will be one of them, if you will. Someone who is ingrained in the southeast portion of the country, area of the country, has an understanding of what is just college football down there, man.
Saban's coming back, right?
Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning, time in Georgia, right? Joe Brady, that magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had on the offensive side of the ball. The next hire will be...
I don't know why the audio went back to the very beginning, but Todd McShay here talking about the LSU hire Diesel, and I was watching this video of Todd McShay, who I really like, earlier today, and talking about the next candidate for LSU and who they might hire, right? Whether it's going to be the governor or whoever it is that's going to be making the hire, giving some candidates here. Here's the rest of that audio.
That magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had on the offensive side of the ball. Those are the names I'm hearing that I'm actually taking seriously. LSU is going to make an offer to Nick and to Miss Terry that will force them to reconsider their justifiable stance. At this point in our lives, working college game day, ESPN, ABC is where we belong.
So I bring that audio to the show today, Diesel, from Todd McShay, because number one, like I said, I like Todd. I like watching his stuff. But number two, I think it ties into Lane Kiffin as well. And we're going to get into what he said with who LSU should hire when it comes to maybe going after a Joe Brady type of guy, Nick Saban coming back into coaching, right? All of these different names, we'll get into that. But I think I've changed my mind, Diesel, and settled on the fact that with Florida, that with LSU, the instability that these two programs have had as of lately, you throw out two words that I believe will keep Lane Kiffin in Oxford. Those two words are risk management. If Lane Kiffin were taking this money to a financial advisor, Diesel, I believe risk management would come up here. What do I mean by that? Lane Kiffin going to Florida? Lane Kiffin going to LSU? There's a lot of risk in that. And I think with that and other things that we'll get into in this segment, I think that's why I've settled on Lane just needs to stay where he's at. Am I crazy for thinking that?
No, you're dead on.
Stay where you are.
Needs to stay at Ole Miss. Number one, he's built something really good. It hasn't popped into a college football playoff appearance yet, but there's only been one season of the 12-team college football playoff, and they were right there on that fringe of getting in last year. They seem to be on pace for getting in this year, barring something catastrophic happening in the last couple of weeks of the season. They love him at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
He will have a statue built to him at Ole Miss if he just sticks around another couple of years, Cole, and he's sure still a young enough guy that if he wanted to, Lane Kiffin could coach at Ole Miss for another 15 seasons if he wanted to.
And, you know, when I talk about risk management, man, like you look at the opportunity that Lane Kiffin has at Ole Miss, to your point, Diesel, he can build whatever he wants. He can pretty much hire whoever he wants. He can pretty much do whatever he wants. Now, is Ole Miss as sexy as Florida? Is it as sexy as LSU? Maybe not. But, man, I just don't know. The more I think about it, when you talk about risk management, Diesel, what I mean is if Lane Kiffin says tomorrow, you know what, I'm going to go take the Florida job. Well, there's a lot of risk there. If that doesn't work out, Diesel, within a couple of years, his legacy will be tarnished. His record will be tarnished. You remember it wasn't that long ago we talked about Lane Kiffin as, he wants to be that guy, but he's not that guy. I'm just saying that I think him going to an LSU or Florida, while he could go and be uber successful, I also think there's a lot of risk. And why can't, in this new era of NIL and the transfer portal, why can't he do the same at Ole Miss?
If he takes one of those jobs, especially LSU, we don't know what the standard really is at Florida.
I know.
But if he doesn't win a national championship within 4 years at LSU, he's fired.
Mm-hmm.
That is demonstrated by LSU and their twitchiness and their willingness to fire Brian Kelly.
Right.
And their willingness to fire Ed Orgeron after he already won them a national title. They moved on from him. And have you noticed how, I'm gonna ask Bill Bender about this coming up at 5:20, that LSU has fired their way into a worse winning percentage over their last three coaches? Les Miles had the highest win percentage. They fired him. They went to Ed O. Won him a national title, had a slightly lower win percentage, fired him, moved on to Brian Kelly. Slightly lower win percentage, fired him. So they keep getting worse with every new hire. I don't think that would be the case. But really what's different, what Lane Kiffin can do at Ole Miss, is there basically the resources to do anything he wants at Ole Miss? Yes. Is the expectation as astronomically, sky high at Ole Miss? No. I think he is in a Goldilocks spot where he has what he needs, but the pressure isn't so high.
The only thing I would say about the win percentage is sometimes those numbers can be skewed a little bit depending on how long they're there, right?
That's true.
Like if a coach is only at a school for a year and he's 10-2, he's going to have a really high winning percentage, right?
Well, they gave Kelly 3.5. They gave 4 or 5?
Yeah.
And Les Miles was there a little bit longer.
I just think there's a lot of risk at either job. And why can't Lane Kiffin be the first to bring Ole Miss that championship if Diego Pavia and Clark Lea can do what they're doing at Vandy? If this were 10 years ago, I think we're probably having the conversation that Diesel, if this guy wants to be relevant, he's going to have to leave Ole Miss. He's going to have to leave Ole Miss and go be at a Florida or go be at a LSU, right? But the reality is he just doesn't have to do that anymore because he can go get the guys. He can go pay the top dollar.
Well, to use a Dabo-ism, what did Dabo always say? Grow where your feet are planted.
Mm-hmm.
And he can grow at Ole Miss. He's got him inside the top 10. And he's got a path. It's right there in front of him. Don't give up the best situation you've ever had, Lane. Don't give it up. You had a toxic fan base at Tennessee. And I get why they hate him after he left.
Yeah.
You had a toxic, you would have a toxic fan base at Florida and LSU.
Now, on the flip side, when it comes to who LSU is going to hire, if you just tuned in, I want to play this audio one more time from Todd McShay and get our reaction.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
This. Who should LSU hire?
The next hire will be one of them, if you will. Someone who is ingrained in the southeast portion of the country, area of the country, has an understanding of what is, it's just college football down there, man.
Saban's coming back, right?
Nick Saban, Lane Kiffin, Dan Lanning, time in Georgia, right? Joe Brady, that magical 2019 season, what he did with Joe Burrow and the special group of talent that they had on the offensive side of the ball. Those are the names I'm hearing that I'm actually taking seriously. LSU is going to make an offer to Nick and to Miss Terry that will force them to reconsider their justifiable stance in this point in our lives, working college game day, ESPN, ABC, is where we belong.
Those names.
That makes me laugh that they think they're going to get Nick Saban back.
I have heard, Diesel, that they're going to make him say no with the most lucrative offer that he's ever been offered.
What do you think it would take? Honestly, if he left the game and he was making probably 12, 12 and a half, what do you think it would take to get Nick Saban back at his age after having tasted the fun of doing a college football show?
No kidding. Not having to worry about... and he's still making money with Alabama, right? Because he's in an advisory role. I think he's still making like $500,000.
I'll bet you they would have to offer him 18 to get
million?
Him. 18 million a year to get him.
That's unbelievable. And here's my thought on that.
But the game hasn't changed. The reason why he got out of the game hasn't changed.
Right. And to that point, Diesel, what if, and this is going to sound crazy. This is going to sound, somebody's going to shoot me dead for saying this. What if hiring Nick Saban's not the right move? Because to your point, the game is still the game that he got out of. The game is still the game that he didn't like. I know that he would have to use the portal and he would have to adapt. But what if Nick Saban for a few years in this new era of college football really isn't the building block that you think it is? Why? Because you don't really need building blocks in this new era of college football. It's not like you're having to go hire the guy so you can get the guy anymore. Why not go get a Joe Brady who won a national championship with Joe Burrow, is the offensive coordinator, Diesel, understands the football culture down there. He understands recruiting down there.
And he's now spent time in the NFL with the Bills.
And if you look at what he's done compared to what Ken Dorsey did at Buffalo, there's a big difference. Not only is he spending time with the Buffalo Bills, he's doing exceptionally well with the Buffalo Bills. So my point being like, yeah, Saban's the best ever. Belichick was also the best ever. Bringing back coaches is not always the best scenario. Would I take Nick Saban if I'm LSU? Sure. But long-term, give me a Joe Brady who's going to be there for a decade and a half. And if I'm an LSU fan, and I don't know how many LSU fans we have listening in the upstate, are you telling me, Diesel, that LSU fans wouldn't be okay with Joe Brady as their next head coach?
Oh, they'd be ecstatic.
They should be.
They would absolutely love it.
So why not go? And he's still relatively young, right? I mean, Joe Brady right now is 36.
Is that it?
36.
Wow. You could have him for 30 years theoretically.
Oh, you could have that guy. That guy could be. It could be Joe Brady Stadium. You know, I mean, imagine what he could do. So I know there were a lot of names. He threw out Saban, Kiffin. He also threw out Dan Lanning.
He did.
Why would Dan Lanning leave Oregon?
How much money would they have to throw at Dan Lanning to get him out of Oregon? Again, in a Goldilocks situation, in a conference that is very, very winnable, that's top heavy with really all he's got to contend with now is Ohio State and maybe Michigan. But outside of that,
oh man, that's a good question.
The pathway is there. It's like it's begs the same question. Well, when he was winning national titles, why didn't Dabo want to leave Clemson? Because the path was right there, and it was easy to go win titles.
So would Dan Lanning be idiotic? I mean, I guess money would have to be, to your point, it'd have to be an astronomical amount of money thrown at him. But I think I agree. Oregon's a really good place to be.
Eugene is beautiful this time of year.
They've got Nike money, and I get like wanting to coach in the SEC. I get it. Wanting to coach at LSU, I get it. LSU's one of the best jobs in college football. We know that. But leaving Oregon?
What would it say about the SEC if it is no longer the conference that the tippy-top best of the best coaches have to be in? Right? I mean, if Dan Lanning turns you down, if other really good head coaches and coordinators in the Big Ten turn you down. What does that say? Even ones that have ties to the SEC, if they turn you down, that says the grass is greener over here in the Big Ten.
And I think it also says money's not everything, because I'm happy where I'm at Oregon.
And Lane Kiffin said that. As a matter of fact, he was interviewed sometime earlier this week, and he says, sure, I've never made a decision strictly based on money.
And it's not like, I know money's still, like, you still have to factor it in. I totally get that. But my gosh, are you telling me that Dan Lanning's not making enough now to keep him happy in Eugene? I mean, that guy's killing it right now.
And you're telling me Dan Lanning, I'm looking up his salary. Are you telling me that Oregon would not do what Indiana just did?
100%.
And throw some gargantuan sum of money? Right now he's making $10.5 million.
Dan is.
Yeah, Dan. You're telling me that Oregon would not add an extra $3 million on top of that to put him at $13.5 million to keep him?
Nike could come up with that in 30 seconds.
All I got to do is sell like 10 pairs of Jordans, and they got the money.
Goodness gracious. It's fascinating, man. I think it's going to be a fun offseason, but I also think, to kind of round out my point here, leaving may not be the best thing for Lane Kiffin. Just give it time, and maybe you can bring a national championship. But it does go back to one thing that I've always said, Diesel, and I don't know this to be true, but it does go back to this. When Lane Kiffin lays his head down at night, what does he think about that Florida job? Mm. Can he go to bed content that he didn't give it a crack? I just know that. Lane Kiffin, you know how he is. Lane Kiffin wants to... He wants to try it.
So now I'm thinking of that's pride messing with you, big boy speech.
Maybe.
From Pulp Fiction again.
Maybe.
When we come back, Cole, South Carolina, they were so close to beating Alabama last weekend. They got another chance against a highly ranked Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin coached team. The question is, do we think that South Carolina basically shot their wad last week against Alabama and will get smoked by Ole Miss? Historically, how have Shane Beamer teams responded the week after losing close to top 25 teams? That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.